It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the Portmarnock area, why not swing by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth a visit, especially when the weather's nice. You can sit outside, watch the world go by as you overlook North Dublin Bay. Well worth a visit. Make sure you pop along and tell them that the lads from Opinions Matter told you to pop in. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Tanya has been in touch with us. I want you to have a listen to what Tanya has to say. She said, I'd love this talked about on your podcast because we all listen to it. I work in a shop in Blanchardstown serving customers. Jeremy has been in here a few times. Anyway, I want to talk about the amount of Muslim women who come in with their whole heads covered and you can only see their eyes. I find it really intimidating, to be honest, because it's not normal to be able to see someone's face. Or not to be able to see someone's face. Our boss put a sign up last year telling young fellas that they couldn't come into the shop if they have their faces covered. And I told him he should do the same thing for these women. And he said, no way, you can't do that. But it's the same thing. Do you think they should be banned from shops because nobody would serve me if I walked into a shop wearing a balaclava? And that's from a lady called Tanya. So Tanya basically wants face coverings, full face coverings, worn by some Muslim women, not by all. She wants them banned. Now, this isn't unheard of. In fact, there are a lot of countries that have all banned the wearing of the burqa. They include France, the Netherlands, Belgium, and most recently Switzerland, to name but a few countries that have actually banned. In fact, in Switzerland, they had a referendum in Switzerland, which was passed by the public.
That's and right, yeah.
They actually they hold referendums for absolutely everything in Switzerland, but they held a referendum, and the public wanted the burqa banned, and it has now come into law.
Now, would I be right in saying, and maybe somebody can correct me, from my understanding of it is, no woman is forced to wear the burqa and that they wear it by choice, that Muslim women wear it by choice. Is that correct?
Yes, correct. Yeah.
So you will see, I know several Muslim women who have lived here over 30 years and do not wear the burqa, and they never have worn the burqa. Then if you go up South Circular Road any day of the week, you will see lots and lots of women, because I think that's where the Islamic Cultural Centre is, the same as Clonskee. So if you hang around outside either of those Islamic cultural centres, you will see lots and lots of women wearing burqas. So it's a huge thing in Ireland to wear them. Now, here's the thing. I don't think we should impede on anybody's right to express their religion. But when it comes to a shop, I think that is different. And I do agree that if you were going into a shop, and she is right in what she says, if you're going into a shop, if you walk into Spar today with a balaclava, first of all, the staff will all jump up and think you're about to rob the place.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you weren't about to rob the place and you went up to the counter, they would say to you, will you please remove that? You need to be able to see somebody's face when... And what happens, by the way, in an airport?
You have to remove your face covering to be identified as you're going through security.
Do you have to go into a private room to do that?
I don't know, to be honest. I genuinely don't know. Maybe somebody can answer that for me.
But you cannot go to an airport without showing your face.
At some point, you have to show your face, yeah.
Okay, so I'm all for respecting people's religion, and if you are a Muslim woman, that your religion is respected. That's not what I'm saying, but I'm saying for security reasons, if you can do it in an airport, if people are allowed to, or if they're not allowed to go to an airport without uncovering their face, why not in a shop?
The question has to be asked then, should we follow the lead of countries like Switzerland and ban the wearing of full face coverings in public?
But no, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying, maybe some of you believe it should be in the whole of public. I don't see the argument for that. I mean, if a Muslim woman is walking down Henry Street with a burqa on and you can only see her eyes, how is that affecting your life? But no, in a shop or something, or somewhere where you have to be identified, you should have to uncover it. Why do you not? You not believe you should?
No, I don't. I don't believe you should have to. No.
Why?
I don't see what the issue is. Firstly, we don't have a huge amount of women wearing.
Yes, we do. A burqa in Ireland.
Not a huge amount. But I don't see. I don't think we have a right to tell people what they can and can't wear.
So you should be allowed to go into a shop with a balaclava?
No, because balaclava is...
No, you just...
A balaclava is designed specifically to conceal your identity, okay?
You just said a second ago, you just said literally 10 seconds ago. Remind the podcast people if you want to hear what he said. He says, I don't think anybody should have the right to dictate...
If somebody is wearing a face covering, a face veil, because of their religious beliefs... I don't think we should be able to tell them what to do.
What we do at the airport?
You just have to show your face for a second.
That's okay. What about going into a bank?
I don't see what the problem is.
So
can you tell me any shops, any banks that have been held up by a woman in a burqa? No.
No, but I could, if I wanted to rob a bank, I could pose as a woman wearing a burqa. Couldn't I go and go into a bank?
But have you ever heard of it happening? No. So I don't see that people are making an issue out of something that isn't really an issue.
Well, no, sorry, you cannot say that she's not making an issue out of when she's serving customers all the time and she can't see what they look like and she wants to be able to see their face. What's so wrong with that?
Our number is 085-825-2626. If you'd like to get involved in this conversation, let's kick off with Jonathan.
No, I agree with that lady. You should be banned. You shouldn't be allowed to wear face coverings or anything going into the shops. Matter of fact, you shouldn't be allowed to wear them walking around the place. People should be able to see who you are and what you're up to, you know. There's calls now for the guards to come in and take face masks off protesters. Now, we know what side of the protests they're going to be targeting, but, you know, that's the new law they're trying to bring in, remove face masks from people. So, again, it's either two tiers or it's across the board for everybody, you know. It can be intimidating. You don't know who's under that head thing, you know. Security reasons alone, they shouldn't be allowed to wear them. So, yeah, I'm all for it. I think that girl is dead right. If she's feeling intimidated, she's feeling that she's entitled to. And, yeah, like I said, they're trying to ban face coverings at protests, so why the hell not? It's either across the board or it's two-tier justice. Simple as that, boys. Cheers. Have a good day.
Darren, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Darren?
How's it going, lads? All good.
Darren, what's your view on this? Should we follow the lead of other countries and ban the wearing of full face coverings?
Look, firstly, very quickly, I'm not a racist. And a lot of people out there say this are not racist. But, like, if you agree a balaclava is too... you could wear a balaclava and you're saying people can't wear it. What's stopping someone from wearing a burqa and pretending not to take it off because of their religion and going and posing as that? And Robin, I know you said it didn't happen, but it could.
Oh, of course it could. But I have never known of a bank to be held up by somebody in a burqa. I've just never heard of it.
No, of course not, but it could happen. Like, if I go up to their country, I should abide by their rules. If they come here, why shouldn't they abide by our rules? If they don't like it, just don't come here or go home. It's very simple.
But sorry, some Muslims are born and bred here. They're not all foreigners. They're Irish through and through, but they just happen to be Muslim.
Which they are. But other countries have taken a stance on this for a reason, because it's dangerous. The country's getting dangerous. There's loads of people coming in. You don't know who is coming up to you in a shop. You don't know who's there at the end of the counter. If you can't see that person, you know, a young woman is going to be scared, or a young man is going to be scared, especially if there's stabbings, robbins in the area. They have every right to want to be able to see the person, see who they are, and see their intentions. And if I take off a helmet going into a bank, a post office, a shop, why shouldn't they take off a face covering off their own face, which is pretty much the same thing, covering their entire face?
Okay, so you believe that for security, we need to bring in a ban like this?
We do. We need to protect our women and men in this country more so than we are at the minute. We're not. A lot of people have been failed and let down, and this is just one of those problems that we actually could prevent. Like, prevention is always better than the cure. Why not stop it and say, look, either take the thing off when you're in the shop and put it back on, or just don't come in. Simple as.
Okay. And do you think we have a right to tell women what they can and can't wear? I mean, that's literally what we're doing here. We're telling women they can't wear a particular type of clothing. Do you think we have any right to do that?
Yeah, I think we do, because in the interest of safety, like, if we go out to their country, they're going to tell our women, oh no, you need to cover up, you need to do this, you need to do that. They're going to tell our women to do that in their countries. I know you're saying some of them were born here, that's fine, but their origins are traced back to other countries, not Ireland. If we go there, they're going to tell us to do that. So if they come here, or if they have that religion for here, for safety and security reasons to protect our people's country, like, you know, the people that are in our country. Why not? We need to protect everyone as best as we can, and we're not doing that enough as a country. We're not. We're failing. We're falling behind everybody. And it's just thing after thing every week you see it in the news. And other countries are putting a stance up for us. We should be doing the same thing to protect our own people. It's not racist, it's for protection.
Like, okay, so would you like to see an outright ban on the wearing of a burqa, not just in shops?
In a shop, in a bank, in a post office, anywhere like that. Take it off when you go in, pull it back on when you go back out.
Okay, stay there for 1 second if you can, please, Darren. Our number is 0858252626. You can send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note. Martin, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Martin?
Good, lad. Thanks for having me on again.
Well, Martin, should we have a ban on full face veils?
100%. It's not racist to say. You know, there's other European countries and countries actually in Africa that are banning them. You know, Jeremy's right. It's not a religious thing. There's nowhere in the Quran where it says you have to cover your face. It's that you have to cover your head. So there's no problem. I've genuinely no problem if somebody wants to practice their religion, wear a headscarf. But it's a cultural thing to wear a full face veil. And, you know, that burqa, that's a middle finger to Western society at the end of the day, lads.
In what way?
In what way? Because it doesn't correspond with, say, Western or any European values. That's their values from another country.
Yeah, but hang on, Martin, this is where I have to disagree with you. It's Jeremy here. This is where I have to disagree with you, because up until probably before you moved to Ireland, back in the day, back in the 80s when I was a kid in Ireland, it was standard for Catholic women, as in your granny, what would they wear, Adrian, when they were going
scarf.
To mass? Yep. They would always wear a scarf around their head. So it was a big Catholic thing in Ireland years ago that they would all wear a scarf. Now, not covering their face generally, but they would wear a headscarf. That's what grannies used.
Oh, yeah, I've no problem with any Muslim woman wearing a headscarf. If that's got to do with their religion, if they cover the head, there's no problem with that. It's about their face being covered. It's a cultural thing. It's not a religious thing. And then maybe 10 years ago, there was a European arrest warrant out for those Islamic terrorists. They were going around Europe they were caught somewhere in France, and their disguise was a burqa. They were going around pretending to be women, and they were caught, and they were terrorists. Like, it's very easy done. Like,
But again, Martin, I'm not aware of any incident involving anybody wearing a burqa here in Ireland that would be a cause of concern.
Yes. That's, like, the place is being flooded with Muslims, like, you know, and it's not, you know, like, not, as you said, not every Muslim woman wears them. And you don't say they're not forced to wear them. I think you'll find they are forced to wear them by their husbands. That's why they don't, like, did you ever see them, like, they've got the burqa on and they're sat in the back of the car while the husband is in the front? People who take, you know, Islam can be interpreted in so many different forms, as everybody knows. It's the real hard line. That's the way they go. And that's the people you don't want them here, basically, people who think that. But it's a middle finger to Western society, lads. Like, seriously, if you, like, you've probably never been to places where I've been, but I tell you what, I had an uncle, he's dead now, he lived in Bradford, right? And anybody that knows England knows Bradford is just fucking full of Muslims, right? It's so intimidating walking down the street when you see loads of people in burqas. And you might say
what's intimidating, though? What part of it is intimidating?
You don't know who's looking at you. You don't know are. You can't see their face.
So what?
What if one of them comes out with a knife and puts it in you? How could you recognise them?
It doesn't happen, though. This is the point I'm trying to make.
It doesn't happen?
That people are making an issue of something that isn't actually an issue. People aren't going around in burqas stabbing people. People aren't in burqas robbing banks and robbing shops.
What's the benefits of it in Western Europe? What's the benefits of it in Europe? What's the benefits
of
somebody wearing it? You're telling me
I don't like a burqa. I don't like the look of them. I think it treats women as second-class citizens. So it's not that I love the burqa. My point is, though, telling people what they can and can't wear. That's my issue.
If you went to... All right, here's one for you. You go to the Vatican, okay? You can't wear shorts above your knee. You can't wear a vest. You're told what to wear because that's the way they are, mm-hmm. right? I'm not sure. Is it because of religion or is it because that's just the rules of the Vatican City? because I've been there, I was there on a school tour, and there's a few people had to buy paper shorts and paper T-shirts, right? So what's wrong with, say, another Catholic country saying, hold on a minute, that's got nothing to do with our culture. You take it off. So what's the difference between us saying somebody take off a burqa and somebody in the Vatican saying you can't wear a vest or too short shorts?
Okay,
what's
so you would like to see an outright ban on the wearing of a burqa in public here in Ireland? Outright ban.
Yeah, it doesn't fit in with our way of life, lads. It doesn't fit in with our way of life.
That makes no sense to me. I don't even understand what
that
means.
Why does it not make any sense to you?
Because it's somebody choosing to wear a face covering. If that's what they want to do, then leave them at it.
So, as Jeremy says, he wouldn't go to Dubai because you can't do whatever. Like, I wouldn't go to Dubai and not abide by the rules. Do you know, like, you fit in with their culture when you're there, but they can't fit in with our culture when they're here. It's always Europe that has to bend.
Okay, so you want to see us following the lead of countries like Switzerland and banning full face coverings?
Yeah, Switzerland, okay. Denmark, Cameroon, you name it. If they banned it, there's a reason behind it.
Okay, stay there for a second. I want to bring in some more calls on this. Our number is 085-825-2626. This is Glenn.
How's it going, lads and Katie? So, here's my thing. 99% of the time, I'll defend a Muslim, because I think even though the religious practices aren't perfect, I also feel the same way as Catholics and Christians and Protestants. No religion is perfect, and there's a lot of microaggressions that we can see in every religion. Now, I'm not religious. I don't really care for religion. But what I'd say is, in Ireland, where we are a Catholic Christian country, we have to respect that, right? And the image of our country. Everyone's welcome. But it's not a religious requirement to wear your burqa or a face cover in private areas like shops and clothing stores and things like that. And I would even say the same for the gypsies that are in the country that wear these massive skirts and they're going in and they can probably easily steal a couple of hundred euro merchandise within a couple of seconds. I'd say how you can police that, I don't know. That's another topic for another day. But yes, Muslim women should have an alternative to show their face. I know they have to hide their hair and things like that, but if they're going shopping, they should really adore by just wearing the burqa that covers the hair and that we can see their face. I work with someone Muslim here, obviously totally different background, like she just, like any other woman, you wouldn't even know she was a Muslim unless she told you. So again, obviously depends on how deeply religious they are.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Now, Martin, you're still on the line there, are you?
Yeah, I am.
I've been asked to play this voice note for you specifically. Have a listen to this.
Hi, guys. Damien here. I have more problem with racist English pricks than I do with people wearing burqas.
So he's describing you as a racist, Martin.
All right, so what's racist against Islam? You can be black, white, Asian, and be a Muslim. That's got no argument there. You know, he's the sort of fellow who probably has a Palestine flag waving from his house, you know, by the sounds of him. So I wouldn't take too much credence to what he has to say. You know?
Okay, stay there for a second. Anthony, you want to get in on this. Should we ban Muslim women wearing burqas in Ireland?
From shops, by the way, before you answer that. Sorry, hang on a second.
It's very impractical, by the way.
No, it's not. That's all. Don't twist.
No, I'm asking. I'm asking the question, should we follow the lead of other countries?
No, but
am I actually going to be able to answer?
Yeah, just wait a second.
Yeah,
calm your knickers. But that's not what Tanya is saying, Adrian. She's not saying.
I know, she's saying for shops. I know.
That's all she's saying.
But I'm asking, you need to bring in a law to enforce this.
If you want to enter a shop, you have to show your face.
Anthony.
Yeah?
Well, what's your view on this?
Such a ban would be illegal under Irish law per the Equal Status Act of 2000 that actively prevents discrimination against people because of their religion, because of their sexual orientation, because of their gender, because of their disability. It would be illegal under the law. So this idea of such a ban is just crazy. It's idiotic and it is just Islamophobic. It will never happen. And this woman, Tanya, who wants such a ban, if she doesn't like where she's working, here's what she can do. Go work somewhere else.
Well, here's an idea. Why is the Muslim people don't like the rules, why don't they go live somewhere else? How about that? Why don't they go live in a Muslim country, Anthony?
Well, why don't people like you just stop being such a damn intolerant bigot, okay?
Because no, are you going to answer a question or are you just going to hurl abuse? Like, if that's your question, or are you just going to hurl abuse?
You're just being a bloody bigot, okay? Muslim women and Muslim men, they have a right to practice their religion in this country. We are a democratic country, so they have the right to practice their religion. We cannot go being discriminatory against them, but that is just wrong, and it's horrible. Okay, it can't happen.
I didn't say you couldn't practice a religion, though, did I?
Warning such a ban is Islamophobic. Warning such a ban is Islamophobic. That is...
There's no such thing as Islamophobia.
There is such a thing as Islamophobic, you little prick, right? One of my friends who is Muslim, she got harassed by biggest boss, right, when she helps feed the homeless. So Islamophobia...
I don't think you've got any friends, Andrew, now. Come on, seriously.
I do, you fucking prick. Now, there have been Islamophobia. There's been terror attacks like Christchurch, the mosque shootings in New Zealand, where an Islamophobic killed innocent people because he was an Islamophobic.
You won't hear people say that's right. Like, and calling me any name under the sun, Anthony. I've heard it all before. Don't be getting so excited. I asked you a question, you said I'm an answer to this.
Islamophobia is a thing, so you saying there is no such thing as Islamophobia is just a damn lie. I'm setting you straight on that, educating you. You need to educate, certainly from you. Okay, let me ask you, Anthony,
what about the argument that for security reasons we should stop people wearing a burqa into a shop, for example, or into a bank?
That is just something they say to try and hide the fact that people who want the ban are bigots, because we just cannot discriminate against people because of their religion.
That's not bigotry, Anthony.
Well, we can't target it because of their culture either, because we have laws in this country that are in place for a reason. Well, Your Honor, we just allow people to ignore the Equal Status Act. So you can have shops say people can't come in because they're disabled or because they're black.
It's not the same thing.
Or because they're gay. It is the same thing. That's the Equal Status Act.
You go into a gang of people with burqas on and you say it's all right to be gay. See how you get on. Like,
you are just an absolute horrible, bigoted man, Martin. You're just a horrible, bigoted man.
I'm still waiting on you to answer my question.
Looking at the comments that we've been getting on Facebook, looking at the calls and messages coming in to us, most people who have commented on this topic today want to see a ban on burqas being worn in public. They want to see an outright ban.
It's frankly horrifying that so many people want to see such a ban. They want us to basically get rid of the Equal Status Act. It is frankly horrifying that is happening. I just cannot believe people are becoming so intolerant towards others. They're just falling into this rabbit hole of intolerance and hatred and bigotry.
Anthony, that's not true, because first of all, I'm the most tolerant person you could meet. You know, I have no problem with people who follow Islam, no problem with Muslims whatsoever, but this is a security issue. That's all it is. It's a security issue, so that when someone goes into a shop, and I'm sure, Anthony, if you heard of five young fellas walking into a shop today, all with balaclavas on their face, covering up their face to intimidate the shopkeeper, you would say they're scumbags, they should have to take their face coverings off. Why should some people be afforded the luxury of being able to cover their face in a public place when the rest of us can't, for security reasons?
Because it's part of their religion, part of their culture. We have the Equal Status Act, but Anthony,
it's not a part of their religion from the point of view that not all Muslim women wear burqas. In fact, only a small minority of them do. So it's not enforced by their religion. Some people choose to wear a burqa, but it's not demanded by Islam.
And the choice that they have to wear that has to be respected. We can't go telling them just to take it off. It's just not right, okay? And it is just horrible.
Do you not see any argument in terms of security and the concern over security? No?
I don't. I just don't.
Okay, stay there for a second. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Trevor, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Trevor?
Good afternoon, boys.
Well, Trevor, should we have a ban on either a ban on wearing a burqa into a shop or an outright ban on wearing a burqa in a public place?
Outright ban.
An outright ban.
Outright ban, Adrian. You know why?
Why?
Because it's a security issue. Can I walk into a bank wearing a helmet?
No, they ask you to...
Walk into a shop wearing a balaclava without getting the guards jumping on me back?
Probably not.
Yes. Now, I want the screaming fella there on the other line to tell me why they can walk into all these places covered in head to toe. All you can see is their eye colour. Yeah, when my wife goes to their countries, she has to cover everything. She has no choice. Zero. And that's not a security issue. That's a modesty issue.
By the way, that's not true. I've been in several Muslim countries, Trevor, with my wife, where she hasn't had to cover up. So
yeah, and Jeremy, my missus has been abroad, and she has, I'm not sure where it was, but she's been to certain parts in, I'd love to know where, or she's not even with me to ask her, but she was actually told that she was wearing too little. Now, I'm not saying she had to go in and put on the fucking burqa, but she was told she's wearing too little. She had to go back to the hotel and put on more items of clothing.
But geez, you see influencers over in Dubai and they're wearing bikinis, string bikinis on the beach. So just each country must have different rules then.
But hang on. That was a modesty thing. I'm talking about security in this country. Okay, why can't we ban it?
Again, Trevor... How is this an issue? I think people make an issue out of something that isn't actually an issue because, like I said earlier on,
I'm unaware of any
banks being held up by people wearing burqas. I've not heard of a shop being robbed by somebody in a burqa. I think people are making an issue that isn't actually there.
Let's switch this, right? What we've been talking about in your show for the past, God knows how long, it's always brought up, even no matter what the topic is twisted into immigration, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Let's twist it into immigration, boys. Someone comes into this country and they're a low-down, dirty, rascal, scumbag, right? What's to stop them from disguising themselves like a mandate abroad and going around dressing the worker? You can't identify anybody who dresses like that. But again, why can they walk into banks, shops, anything like that? And lads, I worked security as a kid, and I'm telling you now, it's like when they're coming in, you have no idea who it is. You don't even know if it's male or female. How is that allowed? Yeah, I can't walk in with a motorbike camera only from a courier.
Well, Anthony, it does seem a little bit unfair that... As Trevor said, a motorbike courier has to take off their helmet before they go into a shop or into a bank or whatever in order to have them identifiable. Isn't the exact same thing here?
No, it isn't. You're comparing burqas to balaclavas. You cannot make that comparison.
No, Anthony, we're talking about being able to identify somebody, even if you're male or female.
You're
no argument. You're stumbling over your words, Anthony. Come on.
You're usually so articulate,
Anthony. Come on.
No, they're getting ticked off by something else going on here at the moment.
Anthony, stop shouting. Calm down. All right, calm down, Anthony. Calm down. Just talk. We're just having a conversation. Tell me logistically why I cannot wear a mobile camera as a courier into a bank or a government building. They can go in fully covered up. Give me one good reason. And don't throw religion into it, because that can go and fuck off. Religion is the biggest problem on this planet. Go ahead. Go on. One reason. Go on.
We have laws in this country that are here for a reason. You can't go comparing our laws to other countries' laws. Right? So you can't go making that comparison. Look at laws in... like North Korea, for example. You can't go comparing their laws to laws we have here.
And I'm still waiting for a reason. Why can't I walk into a bank with a mobile camera on, yet they can walk in fully covered up? You're not answering me, Anthony.
I was going to answer, but you're interrupting me.
You're dragging it out into a whole international issue. Focus on Ireland, Anthony. Come on, Anthony. Come on, tell me. You there, Anthony?
What? Don't call me Anthony, okay? Jesus.
I'm sorry, Anthony, can you tell me? Come on, you're dragging it out here. I haven't got all day.
Because it's the law that we have the Equal Status Act. That it cannot, the people cannot be discriminated against because of their religion, because of their faith.
Right, Anthony, is it a law that I can't wear? Is it a law? Is it a law? We're both screaming at each other, Anthony. We're not getting anywhere. Is it a law that I have to take off my helmet going into any sort of public building, into a shop? Is it a law I can't wear a balaclava? A ski mask, sorry, not even about a call, a ski mask, I'm going to call it, because that's not illegal, Anthony. But yet, when I go into a shop, I'll be told by security and staff members to take it off. Yet, these people can walk in and out, I'll cover it up. And I can't. Why is that, Anthony? Tell me. Come on, Anthony.
You cannot compare balaclavas and ski masks to burkas. So
why
don't even make that.
Why can't they? Because one can be
allowed
to be identified. I can be identified, yet they can't be. So why is that? Why? How is that fair? That's infringing on my human rights, isn't it? My right to privacy. Like this. Why can't I wear a ski mask?
Because it's how things are, okay? Because we cannot
it's how things are. So let's, there you go, Anthony. Yes, I was waiting to say it. It's how things are. Let's fucking change it then, huh? So we can identify everybody. And you know what that is, Anthony? Oh my God, that's equality. Oh fuck, we got there, Anthony. Anthony, we got there. Well done.
Okay, stay there for a second. Anthony, I've been asked to play this voice note for you. Have a listen to this, please, from Sean.
Sean here, interesting topic. Just wanted to respond to Anthony's, I suppose, the burqa is part of your culture comment. But so's child marriage, honour killing, and Sharia law. Just because it's part of their culture, like, doesn't mean that we have to accept this, even though it goes completely against the moral values of the Western world. Like, really?
Do you want to respond to that, Anthony?
What was you saying? I didn't really hear that.
He's basically saying that there are other things in Islam that we don't allow. This is just another one.
Well, there's other things in other parts of the world as well. I just do not like you had such a bad, because it's just not right. Wanting such a bad is just vile Islamophobia to even suggest that. Here, that's all I'm going to say on this. Have a good day.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day in yourself, Anthony. Here is another Sean.
Good afternoon, folks. How's it going? I do think that they should have to kind of adhere to the rules and regulations within the shop, the premises, you know, of no face coverings. As we all know, helmets and hoodies are told to be removed when entering the premises. But not everyone wearing a helmet and a hoodie is going to be going in to hold the place up or to rob it. You know, the same way not everybody wearing a burqa is going to be robbing. But I do think for security purposes, yeah, I do think when entering the premises, they should be removed. It was like that. Let's say a man or a woman going in wearing a burqa does go in and robs a shop or whatever it is. How do you then give the description? Oh, yeah, they're a lovely, beautiful pair of hazel eyes. Do you know what I mean? But, yeah, take it easy.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Brian, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Brian?
How's it going, Adrian?
Very good, thanks. What's your
and Jeremy, of course.
And Jeremy, of course. Yeah.
Of course, yeah.
What's your view on this? Should we bring in laws that make it illegal to wear a burqa in a public place?
Well, I believe that, like, if you have to, like, I drive a motorcycle. If I have to take a helmet off, how can you identify me? If I can wear a full helmet, my motorcycle helmet on, and I open up more than my eyes, and more you'd see in the burqa, why can't I wear a motorcycle helmet anywhere in full leather gear? There's a question.
And it's been said a couple of times at this stage.
Yeah.
How come couriers, for example, have to take off their helmets walking into a shop or whatever, which they do? And the only argument is that, you know, that Muslim women who choose to wear full face covering, that's their religious belief. You're telling people what not to wear, or you know, what to wear and what not to wear, and I don't think you can actually do that. I don't think it's right to be telling people what they can and can't wear.
You're told what you can and can't do as you're going through security in the airport, yes?
Yeah.
Why can't you be told the exact same thing? If I was to try to Again, I'm reiterating stuff that's been said already, but if I was to decide to grab something in a shop and run out the door in a motorcycle helmet, people would like, oh, they, I don't know, they'd only describe a helmet. They wouldn't describe what I looked like.
It's okay, so you believe that this is a security issue then, and that's why that's why a law should be brought in banning it?
Yes, I do.
Stay there for a second. Jess, are you in favour of an outright ban on Muslim women wearing full face veils?
I would. No, I wouldn't have a problem with the hijab because you can still see the face, but the burqa, that's where I draw the line.
Why? And like we said, it's not all Muslim women do it, but some do.
I know it's not all, but again, you can't see their face. I don't feel like I need to reiterate what everyone else has said before me, because I agree with what everyone else has said. It's security, you can't see the face.
But again, and I said this already, have we had a major issue with women in burqas robbing banks or robbing shops or whatever? I don't think we have.
So we wait for something to happen. Is that what we do? Is that what we should do? We'll wait until something happens, then we'll do something about it. What's the point in that then? Okay, why do we always have to wait for something to happen to do something?
Okay, so you believe that there is an issue, an issue that warrants bringing in a new law, making it illegal to wear a burqa in a public place?
100%.
I have to say, you're in the minority, or the majority, should I say. Most people who've been on to us want to see a ban.
Poor lefty Adrian. Hmm? That's what happens when you go left.
You mean go left?
You've gone so far left. You've gone.
I just don't think it's right to be telling people what to wear and what not to wear.
Okay, so you should go into your local Tesco's on the way home and get all the staff together, huddle all the Tesco staff, and I say, you should demand that you don't have to wear one of those horrible Tesco uniforms. Demand.
It's not the same thing.
Yes, it is. People wear. So you regularly slag me off over what I wear when I come in here, telling me I should dress decently. When I'm here. So what's the difference?
Let me bring in one final call on this on line two. Who's that on line two?
It says it there, Adrian.
Oh, says it there. Oh, yeah. It's Declan. Declan is on line two. How are you, Declan?
Mountain Wind, lads.
How are you, Declan? Now, what did you want to say on this?
Yeah, no, I think there should be a law brought in. If you go to other countries, you have to abide by their rules and regulations. So why not here?
Again, I'm wondering where this issue has come from.
It's not an issue. You know what I mean? It's basically, you know, like, I don't know who that person is, you know, that wearing the burqa. You know what I mean? They could have a knife underneath them. You know what I mean? They could have anything. You know what I mean?
Okay, but I understand that from a security point of view, but I just don't get the issue, because I'm unaware of women in burqas robbing shops or robbing banks or being a security threat at all.
Well, look, as the last couple of callers said, if we went into any sort of public building with a helmet or any sort of ski mask on, I would be told to remove it or I'd be arrested.
So you had to.
Of course. Like, if you go to any other country, you have to avoid, look at. I could be here all day arguing the toss for you, but if you go to any other country, you have to abide with the rules. Same here, where there's too many people, immigrants and all, people getting stabbed and all over in this country. You know, we need to knock it on the head.
But it's not happening at the hand of women wearing burqas.
I'm not saying it is, but it could happen. You know, it could happen. The way this country's gone as it is, you know, God knows what could happen. You know, World War III could break out. You know what I mean?
Thank you for your call. Tanya, finally on this.
Hi, guys. Sorry I can't come on. Very good topic today, though. So I worked in retail for over 21 years. So 90% of these women that came in with their husbands, to be fair, and most of the interactions were done with their husbands. The women stood two, three steps behind their husbands. Any of the women that I did serve when they're on their own, it just kind of got a little bit awkward when you're trying to explain something to them or ask them for something and you didn't know what you were saying. But other than that, it didn't really bother me. I didn't feel intimidated. I actually felt sorry for them, to be honest, that they had to stand behind their husbands like that, because if it was me, I would have been rooting them up the fucking hole. But what really did piss me off more, the most thing that pissed me off, was the dirty cunts that thinks it's all right to hand you their card or their notes from their fucking bra. They're the ones that should be banned from the fucking shops.
Okay, fair enough.
I'd also ban the C word.
Yeah.
Dirty. Was there any need for that? Can I read, anyway, can I read out a message?
Very quickly.
I'm not going to read out another. Well, not very quickly, because it's very
important. Go on.
I will read all of it out, because there's some of this message that, and Amanda said to me in my ear, you should definitely read this out, because it just shows you. This absolute chicken shit was invited onto the show about a half an hour ago, and said, no, I'm in work. Yet they're messaging non-stop.
So okay, go
what,
on.
I don't know what. And I'll just read out some of the message. I won't read out all of it. It says, Adrian has gone full left-hard.
Go on.
It's sad to see a man I grew up listening to becoming so woke because he's afraid of being sacked. I'll let you deal with that part first.
Afraid of being sacked?
He can't be sacked from here. We literally...
We own this.
We literally have said this. Time and time and time again. We own...
Opinions Matter.
Opinions Matter. This is our podcast. We don't work for anyone. It's an independent...
production.
It's like Aer Lingus.
It's like Aer Lingus.
Completely independent. We've no parent company, is what I'm saying. Anyway, let me go.
Aer Lingus does have a parent company, by the way.
It's nothing like Aer Lingus. Okay, that was a stupid... Why don't you tell me to shut up when I'm making a fool of myself?
Anyway, go on. Keep going.
I grew up listening to it becoming so old because he's afraid of being sacked. Okay, we've addressed that. Mm-hmm. Nobody is being sacked here. Nobody's been sacked. You've sold your soul, Adrian. S-O-L-E.
Okay, you've sold my fish, yep.
Yeah, or the bottom of your shoe. I can't listen to your podcast anymore. You are despicable.
Despicable me.
Despicable me, yeah. You never defend the Irish people. Now, all that I don't have a problem with, Gareth, who sent it, by the way. I don't have a problem with anything you're saying there. I hate that word left-hard, though.
Yeah.
That's a bit insulting. But I don't necessarily disagree with everything you've said there. But you let yourself down in the last line. Because in the last line, he says, go blank yourself.
Oh.
Now, the word blank, it's not go F yourself.
Oh.
It begins with K.
Lovely.
So, Gareth, to...
piss off.
Yeah, to tell someone to go, you know what, themselves.
Just have a good day. Thank you for listening to Opinions Matter. We'll catch you on the next episode.